Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jampa.
That's right. It is Shampa.
Today is a flying by the seat of your pants production today.
I like those days sometimes.
Sometimes. They're not bad days. And sometimes you just feel like you're running around like a one-legged shit kicker in a chicken house. Anyway, hi everyone. This is Anthony live from our temporary Studio A location in the Mamva Lactation Pod at Gate A15 in Chicago's Midway Airport.
Is it clean inside?
Yeah, of course. It's a lactation pod.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe live on the Grand in Studio B, Chicago.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium, lovable, artificial personality unit. This is ding, 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 yay, wow, 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 wow.
Oh, my goodness, she's malfunctioning.
Episode 300 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's Chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Wow, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
That was beyond exciting, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
I couldn't control myself. It was like a flush of high-fiber cereal making its way out.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, I knew you would enjoy that, Roger. I knew you would understand out of everything. So, anyway, hi. This is Anthony.
Hi.
I am live from the Mamva Lactation Pod. It's nice and actually kind of roomy in here. We got the whole studio setup going on, and it's got great acoustics. It's like padded and everything. It's like, it's wonderful. So,
and you know, got extra hoses that you don't have to use.
Exactly. So, I mean, it kind of works out quite well. So what do we got going on tonight? Let me find my mouse here. It's not really necessarily set up for the best thing here. All right. So the first thing is I wanted to chat that we had some bus time adventures this past weekend, which actually wasn't too bad because one of the things that I'm looking or interested in checking out sometime this summer is the renewed or relocated Maxwell Street Festival. And, you know, from my location, a lot of these things, actually a lot of festivals and things require one either to connect downtown and spin off or jump on the number 8 Halsted bus. Going up Halsted did not seem to be much of a pain. I transferred over, I believe, at the Halsted station, Orange Line station. So it worked out quite well. So, the bus tracker was a little sketchy. The CTA bus tracker was a little iffy at times, but for the most part, it was pretty accurate. We were able to grab buses relatively quickly and not too much wait time. I think we waited for a bus for a little bit longer than expected when we were leaving one of the festivals, but that's kind of expected because the traffic was pretty bad anyway. So,
folks, public transit is at the mercy of just regular traffic on the streets. There's no magical lane that the bus can exist on that makes it go faster.
Unless you have magical bus lanes. If you have a magical bus lane, then the bus exists in the magical bus lane. The magical bus lane.
Wow. So how was the Tacos y Tamales Fest?
So the Tacos y Tamale Fest was packed to all fuck. It was ridiculously packed. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall people. So, yeah. It was a bit much. It was a bit much.
Yeah.
So we kind of...
Food good?
We really didn't have much ability to get much food, except for from one vendor. It was so packed. When I say it was packed, the lines for all the stalls were long.
It was like
15 people deep on these lines, and they kind of like went up and down the wall, you know, the street. So you had to kind of figure out what line went to what booth. It wasn't like there was not much with a short waiting queue on it, which kind of sucked. So we waited about a good 10-15 minutes. The tacos were good. The flautas, I don't even remember where I got them from. And we got three of the drinks. I think that they called them the Jamaican flavored drinks, which were good. But between a order of tacos, an order of flautas, and three medium-sized drinks, it was close to $80.
Holy Moses!
Yeah, it was ridiculously expensive. It was quite shocking, actually. So that kind of concluded our day at the festival.
Was it just food, or did they have other things, like you could buy trinkets and
there were some, well, there was a performance stage, and there was a mariachi performing, or a vocalist. I don't think he was a mariachi, but he was, you know, dressed in the Mexican garb, and he was singing in Spanish, and, you know, it was clearly a very, you know, Mexican type of thing. And he was good, actually. I wanted to stay and listen to him, but again, it was so packed that just standing somewhere was a challenge. Finding room was a challenge. It was literally, you were like, it was like club. It was like the clubs. It was like you were in a club, in a popular club. It was shoulder to shoulder.
It was that popular. Wow.
It was shoulder to shoulder with people. It was ridiculous.
The last time I experienced that was like at Taste of Chicago. And
yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah,
I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. That's why it's like we were kind of there. We got our mediocre food and we kind of left. And I'm sure there were good vendors there, you know, by all means. But it was just so ridiculously packed at that point. We were just like we were done. And surprisingly, out of all, I looked at a lot of the vendors, and it was the Taco and Tamale Fest, and I didn't find anyone with tamales. Which was quite upsetting.
Really?
No, I couldn't find anyone with tamales. Everyone had, they had tacos, they had flautas, they had tortas, they had quesadillas. They all had the same thing. It was all the same menu. Except for like food trucks. The food trucks sometimes had more of a variety, but like the vendors in the tents, they all had the exact same thing. And none of them had tamales. You know, and I mean, I can understand if they like had tamales and they ran out of tamales. I get that. But, like, none of them even had tamales on the menu. It was like, this is a tamale fest. Where the hell are the damn tamales, you know? I was looking for tamale. I ended up getting a tamale from my local taqueria here when we got home. This is sad. I went to the Taco and Tamale Fest, and then I went home and placed an order for some tacos from my local taqueria. for tamales, jeez, too. I got an order of six. They're still sitting, and I still got a couple sitting in the refrigerator right now. But yeah, so it was very popular. I hope they made a lot of money, because not a lot of people were donating on their way in. I donated, there was three of us, I donated 50. I figured that was reasonable for all the fees and everything they have to pay, because it's not cheap to put one of those things together, because you got to hire security, you got to get porta potties, you got to get this, you got to get that. And I know the vendors probably make a good cut at times, so it's like, you know, donate about $50 to stay there about 20 minutes, and that was that. And then we walked around Pilsen and kind of took in some of the Pilsen, and then we hopped the number 8 bus back to the Orange Line station and skedaddled our bus home. So, but it was an adventure. It was something.
Good.
Yeah.
It sounds like it, it sounds like at least the public transit part was connectable and doable.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any problems with that. We actually ended up grabbing the base bus on our way to the Orange Line station, which was great. And then on the way home, there was a bus waiting at the terminal, so we just got on that and we're gone in like a couple of minutes. So there was very little wait times, other than really waiting for the Halstead bus on the street. But that was, the festival had the traffic all messed up, so you know, that's what that is. You know, can't do anything about that. And I am smoking the stuff that makes me very chatty. and I can't, like, trying to remember. Dilly Bar.
Dilly Bar!
Yes, that Dilly Bar. Funny. Dilly Bar, yeah. Wow. So I had Dilly Bar, and that was quite, it's, yeah. Anyway, so that's enough of me babbling on for about 20 minutes. What about you, Joe? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking, Anthony. So, the Studio B is getting a new mattress.
Oh, a new mattress. Yay!
Yes. We're getting a Nap Queen Twin XL size mattress.
Is this the one you annular found behind the strip club?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
It's got a 12-incher.
Ooh, a 12-incher built right in. Now, that's an appropriate mattress for anybody.
12-inch annular green tea infused memory foam mattress.
Green tea infused. So is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like drink from the mattress? Like if you add water to the mattress, you can like get some tea out of it.
It's
kind of like, I'm feeling dehydrated. I'm going to suck on this mattress to get some tea.
Speaking of which, Ginger Mule's sparkling water is sparkling this segment.
Oh, goodness.
Is sponsoring this segment.
So much sparkling sponsoring.
Yes, and I am currently smoking Mac 1. It was on a good deal for 14 grams at its end. Supplies limited, though, at least to the one I go to. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
Is that a certified USDA mattress?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking. Excuse me.
Yes.
Well, it looks like we might have a message. Let's take a listen.
Do we now?
I think we do. Let's take a listen. Let me bring that down here.
You have 1 new and 8 old, oof, messages.
8 old messages.
Press 1 for new first message.
Hey, this is Dick White. I just wanted to let you know that tonight's stories are going to be extra special good. So, you know, keep it tuned here to Cheyenne for Radio and the Joe and Anthony Show. And
see.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press message. No more messages. Goodbye.
Oh, that Dick White, you know, yeah. he controls things, but he also...
Yeah, it would be nice if he could, like, get me some digs here instead of having me staying in this freaking lactating pod in the airport. At least they redid the food court over by Midway, so that's been kind of nice.
Do they come and clean that out from time to time?
They haven't, well, they haven't yet, but see, it's, well, maybe they do. I think they do. I've occupied it for most of the day, and like it kicks me out after a while, and then I just, because I put all the equipment on one of those those rent-a-carts, those carts, airport carts. So, and I even got my chair attached to it. So all I got to do is I just, when the time is up, I just, you know, the door opens, the pod opens, the lactating pod opens like a flower coming into bloom. And I just wheel the cart out. I do a lap around the concourse and I go right back in. I swipe my card and we're right back into the lactation pod. So I got it for about an hour right now. It was pretty good. It's pretty neat. So, you know, I just gotta say, keep everything on one of those little carts. It keeps everything nice and organized.
Okay, well, our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone with automatic glass number redial you just picked up at the AT&T store. Okay, Anthony, what you got for us in tonight's Wheat Corner?
All right. Well, tonight's Wheat Corner, our first story is brought to us by Spectrum One News. This is out of Ohio. Dispensaries in Ohio are getting ready to sell their first batches of recreational marijuana. It has been a delayed start after it was approved by Ohio voters last year. Medical marijuana has been legal in Ohio since 2016. Dispensaries have to go through the final steps before it can put the product on the shelves. So far, the Division of Cannabis Control has given provisional licenses to 110 dispensaries statewide. They would all need final approval to start selling the recreational marijuanas. Let's see. Our next segment comes from Forbes. On July 11th, Democratic Senator Gary Peters from Michigan introduced the Dismantling Outdated Obstacles and Barriers to Individual Employment Act, also known as the Doobie Act. The legislation aims to prevent past marijuana use from negatively affecting an individual's eligibility for federal employment. Under current legislation, marijuana users are still prohibited from federal employment and denied security clearances, as marijuana possession and consumption remain federal crimes. The Drug Enforcement Agency is currently seeking public comments on its proposal to reclassify cannabis as a Schedule 3 drug, which would reduce federal restrictions from its current Schedule 1 status, where it is listed alongside heroin and cocaine. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow.
Right, Roger? Well, ready.
There you
well,
go.
I can't speak. Are you ready, Anthony? It's time for today's fun fact about Chicago. Chicago's motto, Herb in Porto, or City in a Garden, was adopted in the 1830s and alludes to the city's impressive and historic park system. Wow, wasn't that interesting, Anthony? That was from Two Chicago.
That is exciting.
And that was today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, I think Roger has something to say.
He always
does. Hi, it's me, Roger. Ding, 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 ding. Woot, 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 woot. Hot stuff, baby. Episode 300. Woot, 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 ding, 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 ding. Wow. Anyway, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today. If you're not listening today, and today is July 22nd, 2024, and it's National Fragile X Awareness Day, National Panucci Fudge Day, National Mango Day, and what all you sleepy heads can't get up for, it's National Hammock Day. Yay. Okay, now let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I'm twiddling.
All right, let's go ahead and see what kind of wheel we get tonight. We get the vending machine wheel. I like the vibrating part. That's my favorite. You know, it's amazing how much the insurance company spent on this thing to prevent us from using another wheel that goes through the ceiling. Ooh, this is the fun part. Yay. Yay for vibrating wheels.
Doobie-doobie-doobie. Vibrating wheels. Ooh.
There we go. There you go. Wow. Don't forget your change, oh. Joe. Don't forget your change. And your news, your random news is in a nice, neat little tidy package. All right. Tonight, our random story comes from the New York Post and tells us about another Florida man who got a little too excited with his Second Amendment rights. Dennis, 72, of Claremont, Florida, allegedly admitted to police that he took a pot shot at a drone, which a two-man crew was operating over his Lake County home, the sheriff's office said in a Facebook post. A Walmart representative said the flights were part of a local campaign that featured mock deliveries to attract businesses and interest to the area, which is about 25 miles west of Orlando, according to Fox 35 Orlando. But as the crew piloted the craft back towards the ground, one of the reps heard a gunshot. When they inspected the drone back at the store, they noticed a bullet hole that caused $2,500 worth of damage to the payload system. Sheriff's deputies went to the house, and Dennis told police he was the gunman, according to the sheriff's office. He'd watched the drone careen over his property, he told them, and he thought its operators were watching him because if he tried to shoo it off, but it didn't go away, so he shot it. If you can't shoo it, then you shoot it. Yeah. The gunshot cost about $2,500 worth of damage to the drone. Cops arrested him and charged him with shooting an aircraft, criminal mischief, damage over $1,000, and firing a gun in public. Hang tight, folks. We will be back after this short, non-drone delivered break. Ow. I missed. No. My little control pad is a little too far. I gotta rearrange things.
Hey, there we go. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED. Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody. Hello. For softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So hello, everybody.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I have a Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's really good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it sassy.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org, that's chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
And thank you, Betty. And folks, just so you're aware, we also have that chat room. It's open and I'm in there. I've been typing things, or I did type things. Anyways, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago news team led by Dick White, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy and 83, but feels like 84. The dew point is 61, which is on the muggy side of things. The humidity is at 48%, which is weird. Winds are hollowing out of Joe's butthole from the north at 7 miles. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday, check your butthole flaps. It could get a little gusty. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Wednesday, another gusty butthole flaps kind of day. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, though, with a high near 79. And that's the weather as it happens from Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key. Now with even more
fire. And now for the news.
Well, this buddy is just asleep at the kink. As Fox 28's Isabel Hansen reports, Matthew Pancake was spotted sleeping in a leopard print onesie near the site of multiple break-ins. Columbus, Ohio.
Oh boy, that
officers
sounds
kind of
crazy.
In Ohio say they found rodents in a man's pants. Ooh, they went to arrest him for a string of burglaries that included a pet shop. There are gerbils in here, police can be heard saying in body cam footage of the arrest. Multiple gerbils.
Oh boy.
It all started around 2 a.m. on Tuesday when Columbus police responded to a series of break-ins.
Ew.
At a famous footwear store, a Petland store, and a Rooster's restaurant. Fox 28 Columbus reports that police rounded up some puppies and birds outside of the Petland, where kennels had apparently been smashed open with a rock. Body cam video showed smashed kennels inside the pet store. Police tracked down Matthew Pancake sleeping on a bench nearby. The 31-year-old was wearing a leopard print onesie, police noted. As they slapped hun buffs on him, officers discovered what they thought were gerbils in the suspect's pants. The critters later turned out to be hamsters. One of the hamsters recovered from the suspect's pants. We've got gerbil bandit, one officer can be heard radioing in the body cam footage as another officer chuckles. He literally has the gerbils in his pants. Oh God, they're going to request this body camera video, a second officer groaned. Pancake seen in police custody after his arrest. His motives were not immediately clear. It's very odd, Columbus Police Sergeant Joe Elbert later told Fox 28. Obviously, we do not know where this individual is going to.
Gerbils in the pants.
I mean, you know, here's a real winner you want on the streets. Cypress, Texas. Four Texas women have come forward telling Houston police horror stories about the injections they say they got from a woman who was busted on Wednesday for illegal butt injections, according to the Harris County District Attorney's Office and sources for our sister station, ABC 13. Only ABC 13 was where Consuelo, 56, and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested in an undercover HPD sting in Papyrus. HPD said they believe the women traveled the country doing injections and the undercover officer paid $6,000. Both women are charged with practicing medicine without a license. The investigation started with the FDA, the DA's office, said on Friday.
as officials were looking into imported injectables, two women who they say were former clients of the elder Consuelo told ABC 13 that she has been injecting people for more than a decade. She showed me pictures and she said she travels to do strippers and lawyers. She does lawyers and teachers. The 32-year-old mother who has to remain anonymous said, in 2022, she said she wanted her back fat enhanced. So she went to Consuelo at her Conroa home. She said she had a room set up for the procedure and injected liquid into her body from her big brown bottle. 6 months later, she regretted it. The side of my butt would get really, really red and sore to the touch. I'm pretty sure it was infected.
Yeah, I was infected with fucking industrial-grade silicone.
Yep. Ugh. She said, right now, it feels like marbles all over my butt. She said Consuelo also injected her lips and pointed out three ball-like masses under her skin. Another woman told ABC 13 she has been suffering for nearly 15 years and shared photos. In 2010, she said she got golf cart injections from Consuelo. And ever since, she has been plagued with constant infections. You know, this woman needs to go to jail.
She does. She does.
So let's just move on.
Let's move on. We're moving on. We'll keep on moving on once I find the button. Here we go.
Oopsie poopsie. Grandma ain't dead yet, folks.
No, she's not dead yet.
A 74-year-old woman believed to have died while in hospice care was found to be breathing after being transported to a funeral home. Authorities in Nebraska said on Monday. The woman had been transported from a nursing home where she had been declared dead at around 9:44 a.m. local time, according to the Bruce Hooser Mayors and Love Funeral Home in Lincoln. According to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, officers immediately responded to the funeral home after an employee noticed that the woman was breathing and instantly called 911, according to Lancaster County Chief Deputy. Funeral home staff conducted CPR on the woman identified by authorities as Constance of Lincoln, and she was transported to a local hospital where she remains alive. And her family has been notified. It is a very unusual case, said this guy during a press briefing on Monday. Been doing this for 31 years and nothing like this had ever gotten to this point before. Because this was a case where a death was anticipated and there was nothing suspicious about her supposed death, the nursing home did not have to contact the coroner or local authorities after a woman was declared dead. The sheriff's office is investigating and no criminal charges are pending, according to Beecham. We have not been able to find any criminal intent by the nursing home, but the investigation is ongoing. So remember, make sure Grandma is truly, truly dead before you stick her in the casket, because you never know, you might make a mistake.
Isn't that part of the reason why you pay a funeral home so much money? Is to make sure that whatever they're doing, the person is dead or the hospital.
Well, maybe you pay the super cheap plan.
I would still hope that the super cheap plan, even the basic plan, you know, it should all include, you know, verification of corpse. I mean, for fuck's sake. Oh, God.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack Dick White news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, someone's definitely on crack with that. Oh, my lordy. Okay, so this segment was sponsored by Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@shyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, exploring the downsides of working while queer. And in the news, Malawi's constitutional court upholds the Southeast African nation's anti-queer sex laws. Dutch Supremes order marriage equality in Aruba and Curacao. Labour's win is no bed of roses for UK queers. French voters reject a right-wing swing. A trans woman becomes Japan's first to change legal gender without surgery. And a Missouri judge stops the state attorney general from prying into trans kids' medical records. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after I chase away whoever wants to get into Lactation Pod. Yes, they're banging on the door. It's ridiculous. Go away. I still got 30 minutes. Jesus. So annoying. Anyway, we'll be back. I gotta go get a stick or something. Ooh, you need to tape up that connection somewhere. All right, folks.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about creativity and what sparks creativity. Lots of the things that have gone on in the world lately haven't really been conducive to creativity. And so I sit here and I talk and I try to think of things. I've been doing better with sitting down and writing things out first. Maybe that's the key wisdom for this talk. It's just sitting down and writing things. Get comfortable. Sometimes you might have to play with the lights and adjust them a little bit, and adjust and figure out where the chair should be, and decide exactly where you want to place your cold, icy beverage that's so delicious. And then, what kind of paper do you want to use, and what kind of pen do you want to use? All of these things are very important. So Joe Wisdom says, prepare your preparation to be prepared for whatever it is that lies ahead. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566, and we'll play your wisdom in a future cast. Keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things again.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast.
Oh, we
what
do.
We've really been waiting for.
I guess we do. Maybe just leave it. Maybe we'll continue to do it. Needs.
But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
All right. Yeah, fantastic, right? All righty. Before we can, I guess we'll just make this decision now. So, before we continue, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently 79 degrees and lightly raining. The humidity is currently 85%. The dew point is 74 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, showers and storms lightly before 1 in the morning, and then isolated throughout the evening until 5 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Tuesday, we'll have some showers and thunderstorms after 5 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 101 degrees. Tuesday night, more showers and storms, 60%. The low will be around 77. On Wednesday, we're looking at more showers and storms, a 60% chance. After 2 in the afternoon, high near 92, with a heat index of 102. Wednesday night, showers and storms likely, 60%. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's it for your Tampa Bay weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Woohoo!
All right. Yeah, I'll, you know what, we'll just do the Tampa weather. You do Chicago, I'll do Tampa. I mean, why not? Why not?
All
We can scoff at the ridiculously high heats in August, and then when it's 20 below zero, we can talk about how it's 70 degrees down there. So okay. We're gluttons for punishment on this show anyway, so why the hell not? I mean, hell, we're already made it to 300 episodes, so for fuck's sake,
yeah.
We clearly are gluttons for punishment. Yeah. All right. Let me find my script, because I was going to start looking at your news script, and that would not do me any good. All right, here we go. Tonight, our first Florida story of the night comes from WFLA Channel 8 Tampa News and tells us about the dangers of being locked in a Walgreens all night. The New Smyrna Beach Police Department was called to Walgreens on State Road 44 around 3 a.m. last Tuesday when the store's alarm went off. The company told authorities a man was inside the store, despite it being closed since 10 at night the previous evening. Security footage showed the man, Christopher, enter the Walgreens at 9:40 in the evening and go into a restroom. He didn't come out until about 2:45 in the morning. After being in the restroom for nearly 5 hours, police said Christopher began roaming around the store treating himself to various items such as Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's chocolate, Ghirardelli chocolate bars, Dr. Pepper, and a pack of Newport cigarettes. When officers arrived, they saw Christopher through the front doors taking a pack of cigarettes from behind the counter. Body camera footage shows officers helping the man unlock the store's doors from inside with the security alarms blaring in the background. Police said Christopher made no attempts to exit the store or call for help to get out. Christopher was arrested after exiting the Walgreens. When asked if anyone else was inside, he said he did not know. According to the police department, Christopher resisted efforts to place him in the patrol car. He also spit on an officer after being placed in the vehicle. He was arrested for burglary of an unoccupied structure, larceny, petite theft, resisting an officer without violence, and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Wow.
That's something.
Here he thought he won a prize, like a free trip to Walgreens.
Well, I'm sure once he started moving around, the alarm probably started going off, so it's not like he had much peace and quiet, unless he thought it was like a disco party. Disco party, yeah. Okay. Oh, lordy.
Yeehaw!
We gotta get a compressor on you one of these days. Our second story of the night comes from the Villages News and tells us about a Florida man who went on a joyride through America's pettiest hometown. Christopher, 21, who lives in the village of Hadley, was driving a red golf cart at 1 a.m. Friday, taking up both lanes of traffic on County Road 466 near the Moores Family Compound. That's where the developers live. It's called the Moores Family Compound.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. A Sumter's County Sheriff's deputy spotted the golf cart and began pursuing it, as golf carts are not permitted on County Road 466. Yeah, right? Where's my thing?
Yep.
Christopher maneuvered the golf cart off County Road 466 and onto Laurel Manor Trail multimodal path. The deputy activated his lights and siren. But Christopher continued to flee. He got back onto County Road 466, turned onto Morris Boulevard, and began heading for Lake Sumter Landing. The deputy...
Go, baby, go!
Right? He just keeps going. My goodness, even I'm getting exhausted from this chase. The deputy, who had exited his squad car, yelled at Christopher and ordered him to stop. Christopher drove towards the deputy, who forcibly removed Christopher from the golf cart and took him to the ground. Christopher had a very strong odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from his breath. According to the arrest report, the deputy found a bottle of Canadian Mist, which had fallen from the golf cart. Christopher performed poorly in field sobriety tests. He provided breath samples that registered 0.110.
Damn.
Yeah, right, and 0.116 for blood alcohol content. He will get his license back tomorrow. He was arrested on charges of driving under the influence, fleeing from law enforcement, and resisting arrest. He is booked at Sumter County Detention Center on $6,500 bond. Yeah, right.
Breaking news.
Oh.
No, breaking news is I hit the wrong button.
Oh, thank thee.
The buttons were too close together, so I hit the wrong button. And thus we had what we thought was breaking news, but is not breaking news. Maybe, but no breaking news. My eyes itch, though. All right. Oh. Right, well, it happens. Pollen and stuff. Yay. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Fox 35 Orlando and tells us about a serial sexual exposure.
Is this a Why Not Me story?
I don't know. You can go ahead and click on the link and see if you feel that way. I'm not too sure about that. Charlotte County deputies said Xavier Pee-wee exposed himself at least two times in 1 week. Deputies met with a woman who claimed a man, later identified as Xavier, had been staring at her and touching himself inside a neighborhood Walmart store in Port Charlotte the day before. Investigators reviewed the store's security footage and were able to identify the man as Xavier. Authorities said Xavier had also been arrested for an incident that occurred in March for exposing himself inside a Target store in Port Charlotte. Days later, deputies responded to a Burlington store after a woman said Xavier was acting suspicious and making her uncomfortable while exposing himself to her in plain sight. Xavier was found and arrested the next day on charges of exposure of sexual naughty bits. He is being held at the Charlotte County Jail without bond. Anyone who may have also been exposed to Xavier is asked to contact the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too.
Yeah.
Why don't you be a part of our unique studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, well, that was just absolutely lovely.
That sure was. I was just going to say, for being episode 300, this has been a good one.
Yeah, right? It has been a good one.
Yeah.
It's been something. It's definitely been something.
We've had quite the human interest stories.
We have, yes, and we've had some stories about some interesting humans just as well. So, yeah.
So, Anthony, last week our show title was episode 299. He didn't whip it out and piss in the aisles. What do we have this week? I have. Here's the first one.
All right.
Where's the damn tamales?
That is a good one. This is a very valid question.
The next one is like a lactating flower coming into bloom. Then, we're clearly gluttons for punishment. And then, go baby go. He will get his license back tomorrow. And then, the buttons were too close together. And finally, exposing yourself at Target with Xavier.
The missing lactating tamale.
Okay, I like it.
The missing lactating tamale. That's what it comes down to. The missing lactate. Yes, I'll be out in a few minutes. Jesus, I got about maybe 10 minutes left. Okay, let me finish up in here. Jesus. Yes, I'm a woman. Yes, I'm lactating. Leave me alone. Anyway. Jesus. Haven't you ever heard a woman with a deep voice?
You're from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota. I got a cold. I got a cold.
Okay, Dorothy.
Yeah, right.
You know, speaking of which, if you have Peacock, I think even like the most basic of the channel or package, they have like streaming channels, and you can just get like, if you time it right, you can get all day or all night Golden Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we got the DVD set too. Let me see. I think we burned it as well. Hmm. There's a bunch of CDs sitting in storage that may or may not have been burned onto.
Good
a
question.
Backup.
How long will those things last?
I don't know. They have a reasonably long shelf life. I mean, they're not burned. I mean, we rip them. We don't burn them. We rip them. So we have the physical. We have a physical copy of the actual CD or the DVD in storage right now, and then we have a digitized copy of it on the server.
Ah.
So, yeah. The burned CDs, they don't have a super long shelf life.
Really?
No. They maybe a decade or so out of them, then they start to degrade.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a photosynthesis type of thing. Even if there's like an absence of light, just the fact that it started with the burning process, it kind of eventually will wear down. Magnetic discs are the same way; they start to just lose kind of like their polarity. Data storage will degrade over time. Anything on a magnetic media, though, anything on magnetic media like tapes or discs or anything like that is definitely subject to degradation over time. Like cassette tapes do not wear well, and mag tapes do not wear well either. They eventually, VHS too. VHS tapes are known to, I guess there's like a fungus maybe? Fungus or something happens with the tape where it basically just starts to degrade. I don't know if it just degrades with age or if there's a fungus that attaches itself and eats away at the magnetic tape or what, but you know, it is what it is. You can call us and leave us a message and tell us.
Yeah, if you're an archivalist.
You know, you can let us know and just tell us what that kind of duration is, and maybe you'll win something exciting. Maybe you'll win something unexciting, too. But maybe you'll win something exciting.
I got a chance to go to, I forget the name of the theater.
Jesus, Joe, where'd you go? Library. Come on, Joe.
It was the Newberry Library.
Yes,
I see. And I got
to
go downstairs into their archive section to see where they stored the ancient texts.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, they keep it very
I'll be
cool,
done in a minute.
Dry.
Yes. Yeah, I know, right? I'll be two your keys on it all you want. I still got about 10 minutes left. Anyway. Yeah. All right.
How many quarters did you have to slip in, or was it just credit cards?
It's credit cards. I think it's actually an account you set up on your phone. So I just kind of booked it throughout most of the evening. So I lacked it a lot. So that's actually a good show title right there. I lactate a lot. Wow. I lactate a lot. So yeah, it's
I still like the missing lactating tamale.
No, that's fine. We'll stay with the missing lactating tamale. So yeah, you know.
Oh, wow, I didn't start this bowl yet, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's
what the hell is wrong
bowl
with you?
Woo! I like how the music changed, too, when that happened.
Jeez, that's, like, almost criminal.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh.
Whom? Ooh.
That apparently was not the correct Ooh. Bowl to choose.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, that's scratching my boobies good.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. See, you need to use the lactation pod, too. You should find one over at O'Hare, and then you can broadcast from the O'Hare lactation pod, and then Ugh. I'll broadcast from the Midway lactation pod, and we'll call it an intra-city lactation event. And that would make a great show title
an
for the
thing. An intra-city,
you know,
lactation,
intra-city
event.
Lactation event, you know? I mean... You know, you got itchy boobies. Sure, I might think mine itch. It gets hot enough out. They get itchy. You know, it's what happens, you know. So consider a sports bra. That might help. Oh, Jesus.
Thank anyway. God for those ugly lights.
Oh, Lord. As Joe vomits on the floor. Hey, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and our time is really up. It's not letting me renew anymore. I think someone reported. I think someone reported me, so we're going to have to find a new location. Anyway, thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in. Oh, where did the music go? There we go. Well, just kind of started that way. And listening on your recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
You know, it sounds like those lactating pods needs new Palmer office chairs. It knows exactly which attachments you need and how. And you never have to leave your seat. Telephone add-on modules available from the Ding 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 Corporation. Anyway, we're glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
I think it's the pod. It's the pod police. You can make your commute more commutable. With weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 Eastern in the morning and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 in the afternoon every weekday. Also be sure to catch headphone meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
And you know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Shyampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any
the pod.
Oh no, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use-by-a-day and special Last Splash podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
You know, I agree. We should. I wish this lactation device had a MP3 radio in it, an internet radio device. You know, they sell them on Toppers. If you don't have an internet radio, they sell them on Toppers. Listen to a show. He gives you the 800 number once in a while to buy an internet radio device. And oh goodness.
Does it have automatic thrust?
It has. I don't know if they all have automatic thrust. We'd have to ask Toppers if they have automatic thrust. I'm not sure. But maybe we can get him back on the show and you can ask him about his automatic thrust. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about anymore at this point. Oh my god. It's
thanks everyone for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Oh, so anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in this evening. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go shooting up drones after you had a snack attack in a closed Walgreens located next to a lactation pod at an airport. At least I'm in the free state of Illinois. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an L for what else? Lactation.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.